Revisiting the iconic Spitzer phase curve of 55, Cancrie, hotter dayside, cooler nightside and smaller phase offset, by Samson J. Mercier et al. Thermal phase curves of short-period exoplanets provide the best constraints on the atmospheric dynamics and heat transport in their atmospheres. The published Spitzer Space Telescope phase curve of 55, Cancrie, an ultra-short-period super-Earth, exhibits a large phase offset suggesting significant eastward heat recirculation, unexpected on such a hot planet archive, 1604.05725. We present our re-reduction and analysis of these iconic observations using the open source and modular Spitzer phase curve analysis, SPCA, pipeline. In particular, we attempt to reproduce the published analysis using the same instrument detrending scheme as the original authors. We retrieve the dayside temperature, T-day equals 3771 carat plus 669 to 520 K, nightside temperature, T-night equals 1045 carat plus 302 to 243 K, and longitudinal offset of the planet's hotspot and quantify how they depend on the reduction and detrending. Our reanalysis suggests that 55 Cancrie has a negligible hotspot offset of minus 12 carat plus 21 to 18 degrees east. The small phase offset and cool nightside are consistent with the poor heat transport expected on ultra-short period planets. The high dayside 4.5 micrometer brightness temperature is qualitatively consistent with CO emission from an inverted rock vapor atmosphere. This was revisiting the iconic Spitzer phase curve of 55 Cancrie, hotter dayside, cooler nightside and smaller phase offset, by Samson J. Mercier et al.